Time again for an update from Oceanside Community Safety Volunteers. Good thing Michael Garland's here. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Hey, you brought a list of interesting things. You always bring interesting things.
Thank you, Dave.
Yes. High-risk driving is going to be a focus coming up soon?
Well, indeed it is. In fact, it has been for the entire month of May.
Okay.
So ICBC and the RCMP are doing what they call high-risk driving enforcement. So what they're trying to watch out for are drivers that are driving in excessive speeds. And to educate people, obviously, because you are a great proponent of this by being versed so well, knowing that Speed Watch is all about education. So today in Oceanside, on May the 22nd, we're going to have four deployments outdoor in the daytime. It'll stretch all the way from Bowser all the way down to the news. So anywhere on any of those roads, you'll see our volunteers out there. And the good news is, we're on your side. So we're there to educate. We're not there to ticket you. We're there to remind you to keep your speed down. Now, if the local constabulary should stop you, though, because you're exceeding a speed limit, that may not be the same outcome as you were hoping for. So remember, we're on your side, and there will be one more blitz coming up on May the 29th, the same idea. And again, we can't get out that message enough. Please watch your speed. The weather's beautiful. You get distracted. We live in a gorgeous place, but every once in a while, focus on the road. And in conjunction with the high-risk driving, it's also Motorcycle Awareness Month. And I was actually disheartened to hear some statistics that I saw in preparation for today. And between 2017 and 2018, there was a 50% increase in motorcycle crashes.
Whoa.
And it's not motorcycles crashing into each other. It's motorists not paying attention. And perhaps there's more motorcycles and scooters out there. Maybe it has something to do with the price of gas. Just saying. But you know what? Drivers, please pay attention. Watch your speedometer. Watch all those around you.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, that there should be a concentration of focus on high-risk driving makes me think, well, so what are they doing the other 11 months of the year?
Well, it's more of a publicity campaign, Dave.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. So ICBC on Facebook. In fact, Oceanside Community Safety on our website as well as our Facebook page and through our Twitter account, we're always putting out tips on that during the month. It's to get awareness back into it again. Hey, days are getting longer. And, of course, we live in paradise, so lots of things going on around us. So that's what it's all about, education again.
All right, very good. And to further that concept, you want to talk about some new internet scams?
Yeah, there's a couple of good ones going on right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm always reminding people about fishing and farming, and not the organic type, so fishing and farming with pH. One of the scams that I ended up experiencing, I had a very official-looking email from Shaw. And I knew that it was really important because it said, "Dear user." Right, exactly. Yes, your credit card did not go through, so we're going to terminate some of your sports channels. I didn't believe it. And, of course, they provide you with a very convenient link. Mm. So, little trick that you should always use when you get an email and you're not too sure about it, take your mouse, hover over the actual email address, you'll be actually able to see. So they can call it Shaw Support,
right?
But if you look by hovering over that particular email address, it'll actually pop up what it truly is. And this particular one was from a Shaw customer, but it certainly wasn't from Shaw.
Mm.
So, and this morning before I even left the house, Rosalie got one, and it was from Amazon. Apparently, we have friends in Vernon. Little did we know. Mm. And we bought them a present through Amazon. But the same thing. She said, "I don't remember this." And so she goes up, hovers over it, and sure enough, it was from an address in the UK.
Wow.
So they're looking, and farming is exactly that. Farming is trying to get you to hit a link and divert you to some other site that they can get your information. And that's how fraud begins.
All it takes is a click of a mouse. It's
exactly, but you
so
know what?
Close.
But it's the awareness, right? If
yeah.
Like for myself, I was like, oh, I wonder if my credit card didn't go through, but I check my bank first, and then I go through the regular internet to find your own link, and then I went to my Shaw, and it's like, oh, you're a valued customer for 40 some years. You've kept us in business, so apparently I'm still valued.
Yeah. Actually, you know, I appreciate the training that we get through the radio station. Our corporate folks are, of course, quite particular about that. what is it called? Is it hijacking a computer where
yes.
they can just take over your info and you have to pay some money to get it back?
Well, actually, we don't even recommend that. So what it is, it is a scam, and what it is through the internet providers. What they try to do is they circumvent it. So they put an alias up, and what they try to do is they will be able to lock up your hardware.
Mm.
However, we always recommend do not ever pay that because it'll never end, for one thing. And a good store that does computer hardware, they will be able to get your software back again.
Oh.
So if you're ever in doubt, the best thing to do is just unplug it from the internet.
Yeah.
That eliminates that problem. You may find that the hijacker can only work as long as you're on the superhighway of the internet. If it's just a computer that just operating within its own scope, you'll be a safe person. And that's what we always watch. Like, for instance, even for my emails, I actually read my SHA emails on my SHA server. I don't upload it to Outlook or any of the other programs you can get for emails. And that's why. Because if you do that, you're opening the gateway to your computer. SHA spends millions of dollars protecting their software.
Oh.
And the same thing with the Jim Pattison Group. They spend a lot of money protecting their assets. That's where you want to be reading them. You don't want to be reading them on your own home personal computer.
Mm.
Go to their site online and just read it there. That's the safest place for you. And you won't get your computer infected that way as well.
Solid advice.
There
okay.
you go.
All right. A new crime map. What's this?
Yes, indeed we have.
Batman.
People already were excited knowing that once a week, I don't know if exactly excited, but you're knowledgeable because once a week we now get updates from the RCMP on property crime.
Mm-hmm.
And that's theft from motor vehicle, mischief, break and enters, both residential and business. And we've been publishing those for quite a few months now. And we're getting lots of hits on our website and our Facebook account. And now we've added another thing. And that is called a crime map. What it does, it actually shows you visually where some of the crime is occurring. So if you're on a particular street in Qualicum Beach and you're noticing a whole bunch of pins, maybe it's a good time to make sure your car is locked.
Mm.
Those are the trends. And the whole idea of the Crime Watch is not to scare people. It's to educate. There's a reason why that they're making these thefts from motor vehicles in these areas. It's because they've been successful. If you lock your doors, they won't be doing that anymore in your neighborhood.
Mm.
It's just a very simple thing. So we're trying to do this right now. We have a new volunteer on board. They're just gung-ho. And again, all this information is available to the public. There's a little bit of a drag and lag because of us just getting the information from the RCMP. If it's urgent, the RCMP will send out a bulletin right away. But this is something that we've been doing. It takes about 3 hours to go through the files at the detachment to come up with this information. But please, take your time. Oceanside, CSV, CharlieSierraVictor.org, and see for yourself. You may be surprised what your neighbors are going through.
Well, yeah. Mike, we got to wrap it up there.
Not a problem, but thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Dave.
Thank you, Michael Garland with Oceanside Community Safety Volunteers.